T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.9 The Buzz, Pisano Sandy. Got the police here. Good morning. It's 7:54. It's coming up on 8 o'clock with plenty of sunshine. It's going to feel like a nice summer day. A little warmer, 74 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, even warmer, 78. Then goes 80. Then it goes 82 into the weekend. Looking good, looking good. Okay, are there people that are just going to turn the lights off and not have candy for Halloween? That's the question. Or what alternatives are there now that the CDC has come out with these guidelines of really the high-risk bucket? This Halloween is door-to-door trick-or-treating. And obviously, the costume parties, you know, obviously. We take that out of the mix. We're concerned about the kids. How do we solve this?
All the people that bought Halloween candy, because, you know, they've had it in the stores forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. The CDC just gave you permission to eat that entire bag to yourself. Enjoy. Cheers.
Diabetes. You know, our friend Ray called and he mentioned this. The guy did the YouTube about he took like a 2 or 3 inch pipe, 10 foot long, and put it down his railing.
Shot candy.
Drop candy down through that. Head trick or treat from a distance. That's kind of a cute idea. Or if you're like that, like inventive kind of dad that likes to tinker with things, can you cut like? I know you don't want to put Halloween candy in little bags, but what if you did, and then he got this, like, made this little spring-loaded catapult thing that shot
a T-shirt gun?
A T-shirt gun?
You get the
gun.
T-shirt gun. The Red Wings aren't using theirs right now, so.
Right. Maybe you can rent that. But just think of it like a little catapult that shoots the same every time, so it lands, like, on a
it's in like funny, a, in but like it's a not
kiddie,
practical.
A little kiddie pool.
Yeah. In a kiddie pool.
You know? Kiddie pool full of candy.
I don't know. I'll probably still have candy. I'm still going to buy it. I'm going to be status quo. I'm just not going to buy as much of it. I'm going to put the actual glass door up instead of the screen storm door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just stick my hand and stick the bowl out.
You're going to have to wear a mask when you answer the door.
No, I'm going to keep my face behind it. Are you envisioning what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I describing it right?
Yeah,
so
I'm saying and.
It's only my arm. No, I'm not going to have a mask on too.
No?
Behind the glass. Sticking my arm out.
Yeah, but then the wind comes in. The air comes in from these breathy little children.
Trick-a-treat. I have breathy little children in my house. I'm fine.
No, you already have.
I mean, there's no escaping it. I already got the breath. So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I kind of have a feeling that.
What are you going to do? Does this really bum you out? You keep putting it out to everybody else, but you're the one with the little moochie moo that kind of understand what's going on.
I'm not sure
entirely.
I'm not sure if she does. I mean, sure, if she'd even be happy that she's dressing up. She doesn't realize that she has a costume on. So really, it's just for show for us. So I'm going to suggest to my wife that we just cancel it. Next year,
you know what you should do. See, that's typical dad way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Mom way of thinking is to create something else to replace it, not just put the kibosh on it. To maybe each room in your house have it like a little ding dong trick or treat. So she goes around the house, and you know, you and Jill are there, ding dong trick or treat. She gets all dressed up, and then she has to go to, you know, I mean, she's seen your in-laws, right? And you still see family, so just go to family. Probably a lot of people are going to do that, actually, aren't they? You're just going to go to your family and close friends.
But I'm not sure if I'm going to have the light on.
Didn't have the light on when we didn't have COVID as an issue.
Yes, I did. We had the light on every year.
Now you have an excuse.
Nah,
you can put that sign on your front door that says, now I have an excuse, COVID.
Spazano and Sandy on The Buzz. Good morning. 8 o'clock hour, 99 to Buzz. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Spazano and Sandy in the Breakfast Buzz with plenty of sun, warmer skies, 74 degrees. Not bad at all. Tomorrow, partly sunny, even warmer, 78 degrees. Scott Spazano, Sandy Waters. Currently about 51 degrees, so we got 20 more degrees to go. And, you know, we're talking about Halloween and the new CDC guidelines. You know, I hate to say Halloween's canceled, but it certainly is, cramped up and crumpled a bit, right?
Very well put, yeah. I mean, it is what everybody's thinking about if you have kids. I mean, I guess even if you don't have kids, because you're a homeowner, for all the homeowners there who need to know how much candy to buy, when the CDC says, hey, that's on the level of high risk, trick-or-treating, and we shouldn't do it, oh my gosh.
They have three buckets of risk, high, medium, and low. Yeah, low risk is just, you know, not doing anything or doing something just for the people that you're in circles with that don't have, you know, any symptoms of coronavirus. But the trick-or-treating itself is in the high-risk category, along with, you know, big old boozy adult gathering parties.
I didn't think those would be in the same bucket.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I didn't think, I don't know, maybe I must be missing something with the whole act of trick-or-treating, because I didn't think it was any worse than going to a restaurant or whatever other things that we're allowing.
I got calls coming in, 222-BUZZ. We're just coming up with some alternatives, like how to get your candy out there. I suggested the little catapult thing that lands in a kiddie pool and the kids can, you know. Hi to Buzz. How about you?
I saw something yesterday on Facebook, a video that somebody posted of like a pulley system where they had like a little bag at their porch. They put candy in and a beer for the parent.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And then they pulled the rope and they had it attached to like their mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, like, flew down their driveway to the child and their parent waiting at the end of the driveway. So no contact.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And then you just wait till the next kid comes and refill the basket, and there you go.
That's a good idea.
That's awesome, but it's not an idea that we're really going to put into action, is it? Are you really going to do the pulley system?
Well, I like the idea you guys had about the table at the end of the driveway. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
That's easier. Set up a table. Okay. The pulley system, I just feel like I'm going to screw that up and it's going to be a disaster.
That's a dad thing.
You know what? I'll try to find the video and I'll send it to you guys if you want to post it.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it. Yeah, thank you.
But I thought it was creative. And, you know, I mean, these poor kids, they haven't had anything since March. I feel like we got to do something.
Right.
Do you have kids of your own or...
I do, yep. He's 4. He'll be 5 in November.
Oh, this is prime time for him.
Oh, no, so, this is prime time. Yeah. So what are you guys going to do?
I actually just ordered his costume this morning online.
What's he going to be?
I figured that's probably going to be something that sells out this year, too, their costume.
Yeah, right. What's he going to be?
He's going to be Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
Cute. Love it.
Sweetheart.
Love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, to Buzz.
Scott A.
Steve, what's up?
Nothing much, just working.
Yeah, work is work.
So, Halloween shouldn't be a thing.
Cancel?
Because as a parent, you're enabling other kids to get sick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but how is it different than school? I don't understand. Like, school
is a necessity. Okay. Halloween is not.
Oh.
You're basing it on necessity. I get it. Okay.
Exactly. Necessity. And that's what we have to do is base a lot of things on necessity right now.
Sure.
Do we really need to do this? What is the risk versus benefit of this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just trying to think, too, and maybe you can help me see something I'm not seeing because you're in that world of the medical world. For me, I'm just thinking one kid walks up to my door. Okay. Very rarely is it a huge group, herd of kids at the same time.
Mm.
Unless they all know each other. But I have the glass storm door, stick out my hand, and that's it. And they grab the candy. So it's not really, nobody's really talking. Nobody's really, I'm not getting down on, you know, to their face, eye to eye, breathing in their face. Mm-hmm. What am I missing here?
You're missing the fact that you may be doing that. Other people may not be doing that.
Oh.
And the fact is there'll still be large groups. There'll still be this. There'll still be that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's frustrating is that we always have to set these rules for the people who don't like to
follow the rules.
The dumb people. We get to all suffer.
And that is why exactly this country is in the situation that it is now.
Because
you know, everybody's complaining, this college is closing. Well, these idiots were out doing things that they shouldn't have been doing
mm-hmm.
because they thought they were invincible and they thought the rules didn't apply to them. And this is why there's, you know, young people dying now and young people getting sick and giving it to old people.
Yeah.
And if this country just buckles down, follows the rules for a little while, life would be different.
Life would be
a lot different.
We'd have Christmas.
You know, this isn't going to happen. This isn't going away.
Mm-mm.
And we're not getting a vaccine until at least June. At least anything with efficacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stupid to think that we can get away with just a little bit of this or just a little bit of that. Because a little bit of this and a little bit of that is what's creating everybody's problems right now.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for your insight. And I know I trust you because
That's just my opinion.
I get it. But thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hello.
Okay, my thought on Halloween. Now, I have no children, but I know that the part that they love the most is the dressing up and, of course, getting the rewards. Here's my thought. Since Halloween is on a Saturday, let the kids dress up, have a daytime parade so that the kids can walk around the neighborhood, the neighbors can come out and see them and wave from their social distancing.
Uh-huh.
At the end of it, have a Halloween basket similar to an Easter basket that the parents have put together so everything is safe and not risky, so that the kids still get the benefit at the end of their parade of costumes.
Well, there you go. It's during the day. It's safer.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. What a great idea.
Yeah. I put it on your Facebook page so that neighborhoods can coordinate such a thing.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Somebody's going to have to take the lead, though, in the neighborhood.
The more people get the idea, then maybe more people will. I mean, I was sitting on my couch last night watching the news about Halloween. I'm like, hey, why don't they do this? And you guys are my best avenue to get it out there to the public.
Well, it's out there now. Yeah, can't take it back.
I don't want to take it back. I think it's a really great idea.
It is a good idea.
The kids would get the satisfaction of, air quotes, trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Can we hire you to organize that for our neighborhood? Are you for hire?
Absolutely.
Oh, yay!
I'm in Webster, so I could actually do Scott's neighborhood first.
Oh, yeah.
But I would be happy to do whatever I could to get this out there.
Sandy's paying you, not me.
You are so awesome. What do you do for a living? It's like you're a party planner or a teacher.
I'm a paralegal.
Ah, you got a job.
Oh.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Okay, enjoy your day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.